For the most part, yes. If you look closely, there's a slight eerie red glow.
I amp up my extended hearing.
Okay.
Which extends my range by 6, whatchamacallit.
Okay, so, let's make a roll. Did you hear anything?
What do I do with these dice?
Just roll 2d10. Add them together.
I'll go grab some light.
You can hear faint chanting. Well, not so much chanting, or someone raving. From inside the cave.
Well, it sounds like I've arrived just in the nick of time.
Is that it?
I pop up my full vision as well.
Okay.
Which gives me 360 degree vision out to range 6.
Okay.
And I start rushing in as slightly faster than I think I can. Being safe.
Right. Okay. So the cave entrance goes to a tunnel kind of branches off into a small vein.
Try and use my extended hearing to head the direction where I think the chanting is coming from. If I have to make a guess, I go right.
Okay. Actually, you also have like an analytical.
Smell slash tracking sense.
Tracking sense. So use a tracking sense. What's that roll?
18.
Okay. So you can practically smell the taint of evil coming from certain passages as you follow down. And the chanting gets louder and louder. Both because you're getting closer and because you seem to be getting closer to his climate. When suddenly you come into, the cave opens up into a cavern, with volcanic rocks all around. You can see a man, so the other side of the cave was like 20 feet. There's a crude altar with a lava pit next to it. With a red glow of lava and a man chanting. And on the altar is a, looks like to be some kind of clay jar.
I shit the jar.
There's also
a huge fire demon?
No. Okay, so there's a girl who's chained, next to the altar. And there is also, that's it. You have full vision, but I'll be there. The room, sure. Since it's only you. So you can tell he's almost done.
I shoot the jar.
Alright, so make it visual.
As I shoot, I shout, Felix, pause! Right, I roll these and I add them and I have initiative in here.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what I actually spent my points on last time.
I spent the points.
Oh, what
I'll give you a charisma skill.
Charisma skill.
Oops, sorry about that.
What's that?
Let's see.
Four.
Okay, so he gets 53. So So he starts finishing up and a mist starts forming on the altar next to the jar. And then he turns to you, says, actually, yeah, okay. Turns to you, says, John Gilmore! Now what do you do?
I say, Felix, fine. And I shoot the jar.
Okay, so go ahead and roll, see if you hit the jar.
What am I trying to roll to hit the jar?
It is not moving. It is far away. So you are going against a 4. So your dex versus 4. Or your... Well, I think you have dex.
Yeah, so I have a dex of 5.
Okay, so you need a 9 to hit it, unless you want to raise the dex.
Okay, what can I do? What would it cost to raise the dex?
So if you raise it by... So if you spend 6 points, mm-hmm. you can raise it by 2 to 7. So at that point, you only need a 7 to hit it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Dope. Okay. So you shoot your bullet ricochet off the wall. The woman screams, "Yeek!" The mist starts forming more. Felix says, "You fool! What are you trying to do?" Make another initiative. Ooh, really bad. Mm. But you have pretty low initiative, so maybe go with you anyways.
47.
47, too bad. Alright.
Is there any type of delayed action I can do or something like that?
Yeah. You want to see what he's going to try to do. It'll make your actions a little harder if you try to stop him.
I want to tell him, unsummon that demon, or the jar gets it. And then shoot the jar. If he doesn't, unsummon the demon.
So, he said, "Fool, you cannot stop me now!"
Shoot the jar.
As he tries to cast a spell. So you shoot first. Go ahead and roll.
What's my target this time?
You second time you're shooting at the jar, so right now it is you're waiting, so it's still 9.
Okay.
I can't spell.
It's like an 11.
Okay. It's a it is a valuable artifact.
Sometimes you gotta break a couple of jars to make an omelet.
Right. Alright, so you shoot the jar, it is shattered. Shiny sparks. Felix, look of rage turns into horror as he realizes what you've done. As the demon finishes forming next to him. It's not a very big demon, actually.
Okay.
The demon seems rather angry, actually, with the jars, now that the jars been destroyed. So, what do you want to do?
Did he get an action? Or did he cancel it because he was so shocked and enraged?
Yeah, he canceled it because he couldn't believe he did that. One of your knowledge, destroying. Cool, heard of that.
So do I roll initiative again?
No, you can go.
Okay. I tell the demon, "You better put those hands up, partner." I mock Felix by saying, "Looks like you only got 1 out of 3, eh?"
Okay. Let me see which one's going first.
I aim at the demon.
So the demon... the demon says, "Foolish human, destroy the jar just means that I can now destroy you." And he attacks Felix with some sort of spell. Cast a spell to it. Do you shoot at the demon?
No. Can I change actions or anything like that?
Since you won't do anything, yeah.
Okay, I start running for the woman.
Okay, so you start running for the woman. The demon forms a cage around Felix. Felix, counterspell. And he banishes the cage. Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, roll initiative again.
Yeah.
43. So Felix kind of goes first for the demon. Felix tries to bind the demon. He's going to need to break it. So you reach the girl. She is tied to the altar. She's not tied to the altar. She is tied to the altar with a rope.
Start untying her.
Okay. So make a skip roll. Even like 9 this round.
10.
Okay. So you unbind her this round. So one more initiative. So now the demon instead animates the altar, which attacks the Felix. And this goes down.
Ah,
the altar crashes onto him. What do you want to do?
I tell the girl, run! And I stand between the demon and her.
Okay. She runs out of the cave. Well, she's down into the tunnel. You stand defiantly before the demon as he goes over Felix. Then he turns his attention to you. Initial roll.
43.
Okay, you go first.
'I expect you're not going to go quietly back to your hellish dimension. I shoot him.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
10.
Okay, so you hit him. Your gun.
It's a 38.
I think it's like EV of 4. Something like that.
EV of 3.
3? Okay. So you hit him. The bullet doesn't seem to faze him at all. Kind of hits him and disappears. He laughs and mocks you. You think your puny mortal weapons can harm me? Me, the great demon, and the gunslinger? Never! So he tries to drop a big piece of rock on you. Wow. What's your deck?
Right.
So you take 3 points of damage, which you can either, well, you can take, you can also negate part of it, 2 points per point.
I'll negate it for now.
Okay, so a big piece of volcano rock falls and brushes against your shoulder. The whole cave shaking from his rage. What do you want to do?
Roll initiative, I presume.
No, you're so much faster than he is for some reason.
I say, look, behind you, Felix is getting up. And I run like hell.
Okay, go ahead and make a talk roll.
Persuasion?
Yeah. So it should be pretty easy. Since you have skill and you have gift of gab, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Normally
gift of gab gives me a two-column shift.
So you need a 7.
I got a 16. I probably think this will do pretty well.
Okay. We turn to look at Felix. As you run out, once he realizes you've tricked him, he turns to you and says, "You'll never escape my wrath." As the tunnel collapses behind you. So you can hear the whole mountain is shaking. As you run out of the cave, the girl just in front of you, she got a little rock.
Grab her and I say, "Run. I think this whole mountain's either coming down or going up."
So you start running down the mountain. You're most of the way down when the volcano erupts. In the showering, you know, whatever. So make one last roll.
16.
Okay. So you keep your footing and you keep having you help the girl as you make it back out. So behind you the volcano thing will smoke. And who knows what happens to the demon of healing. And then that's the end of the teaser, and then we cut it. Cut it to the opening credits. Okay, so the first thing is that Eric had designed a little risk communicator.
Uh-huh.
So if you want one, it's going to be 24 hero points and a wealth check of 10, I believe.
A wealth check of 10. I see one that says bank.
Okay.
That's different.
So the wealth check is like this. You have a wealth rating.
Yeah, 2.
Okay. So right now you have a, like, no chance.
Okay.
You probably want it to be 10, would be good. That would give you like 50-50. You can use your bank points to add to your wealth for this roll. So if you had 8 bank points, you could have a wealth of 10 for this roll.
So bank points in parentheses? Bank's up at the top where it has...
Let's see your hero points.
That's, you know, when you get your paychecks at the end of the month, uh-huh. You can save them or donate them. If you save them, they add to your bank.
Right.
I don't have play for hero points anymore. Thanks to our little mini adventure.
Mini adventure?
Everybody gets some fun for me.
Oh, that was the mini adventure because no one else was here yet. And it slurped all your hero points.
You don't have that many.
It slurped 12 hero points. But, well, Cameron was letting people go into a hero point debt for their communicator.
If you want the communicator, then you can go negative for a bit. You can use up the 24 points at the end of the game.
We have phones for it.
Is it scrimp and save or scrimped? I thought it was scrimp.
Scrimp? Well, scrimped would be the past tense.
Yeah.
Scripted?
Scrimped and save. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the present, you would scrimp and save. Or in the future.
Interesting. So scrimp and scrimp are the same word, one's past tense?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Okay. What scrimp means, if I've only ever heard it in that context.
Yeah.
Well, but we can check
it out. Okay.
So right now, Donald, Eric, and Wu have communicators. So as long as you're next to one of them, you know.
You can communicate with the people not here.
Nice.
Okay.
So, and if we're having,
I wonder.
So
if
I will.
Anything to do with scrap? Big money.
Maybe.
Scribble.
Wriggle.
What the hell is scribble?
To wriggle or struggle.
Okay.
Scrip. Scripless. Scriminary. Scrimshaw.
No.
Scrip. Lee.
Scrip Lee.
To keep on short allowance, especially with regard to food. First you said they have 1774 Ferguson Pose. A hello fair, where broster's rare, do not scrimp the oa scare. O kibbucks fray their pantry.
Okay, so save food.
To cut short an amount to be sparing of. To economize to
frugal.
Be niggardly.
Niggardly,
that's a good word.
Isn't that something in his class?
No, it's entirely different.
This and the related scrimp verb, this is for the adjective, first appear in the 18th century. The origin is obscure. Cognate arms are Swedish, Danish, Skrupen, Tribalt, Middle High German, Skrimpen, to contract, translated to wrinkle up the nose. So it apparently comes from the same root as shrivel.
Okay, so you're all at your weekly meeting, or whatever.
All right. Is that at the bar?
You have a
headquarters. So I got someone to pay for.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we get a bunch of, I got somebody to give us a bunch of, like,
yeah. You also
cash
have,
for the headquarters?
You also have a small, like, lab. And then, of course, you can build, well, not big device, but a small device, again.
So I'll offer to help pay for communicators for people who can't afford them.
She says this seriously. And then she pays that.
Why is that mysterious?
Well, she's revealing something about herself. Because she has a secret ID. Apparently she has money.
That's okay. No need for communicators here. They just, like, ruin the cut of the coat.
Yeah, okay.
Can't we just take it out of our lab budget?
You put it on your lab.
Well, let's sell this. I don't know what this is. There's that box that says Erlenmeyer flask. I don't even know what that means.
These things cost more than a lab, actually.
They cost more than a lab?
Yeah.
A lab, yeah. It doesn't cost 10 cases or more.
Yeah, lab was a spectacular. So those watches, well, if they have a 25-mile range, scrambled communications, they can also transmit pictures.
Cool.
So, that's a guess. I install the watch, but I don't really care whether you get it or not.
I can almost hear 25 miles. Yeah, okay.
Almost, yeah.
Well, it depends on what normal hearing range is.
True.
2 APs, 3 APs.
Oh, actually, 25 miles is 14. So you can hear.
I can hear half a quarter or a half a mile, but I can almost hear 25. Actually, no, it's probably 3 APs is normal human hearing range, I bet, 75 feet or so.
Depends on the noise.
Yeah. I can hear airplanes, they're pretty far away.
That's a good point. I can probably hear airplanes 25 miles away.
I'm certain of it, in fact. Because you can probably normally hear airplanes a mile away. So that would be 10 APs, and I can hear like
2 APs.
What's that?
I'll just pretend I'm in the
Okay. Right. We probably did something wrong when I used my enhanced hearing.
Anyways, so you're at your weekly meeting. You can talk about anything you want. You know, talk about the watch.
I
have a neat watch, he said.
Oh, I had an encounter with
figures. figures I don't get one of those.
It always goes off at the most inconvenient time.
I had an encounter with a demon this week. And Felix Foss.
Felix Foss.
Sorcerer.
The Sorcerer?
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent.
Oh, and I'm sorry about that volcanic eruption.
It's excellent. I've been feeling more spirited lately.
What was the volcano that got set up?
Kilauea.
What did you do to the volcano? Oh, well...
Yeah, Kilauea.
Felix Foss summoned the demon, and I had to blow up the volcano to kick him out.
Who's Felix?
Like this thing.
Sorcerer.
Okay. Great.
So, is Sorcerer...
Yeah, you and demon.
The spirit or the mind?
Spirit.
It's magic.
Yes!
So, by the way, so we were interrogating somebody the other day, and, well, actually, we were talking to the FBI, and we asked them for some information, and they said, "Ha! You're heroes. We read the light, what the light said. We don't trust you guys. Why should we trust you?" So, what's up with that? Going and bad-mouthing everybody. So nobody trusts us.
You should have just told me you were associated with John Gilmore, psychic investigator.
That didn't help.
He tried it, but he didn't.
No, actually, they said, "Hey, don't you work for John Gilmore? Fuck off!"
And that's the FBI?
Yeah.
You guys don't work for me.
True.
We're all compatriots, comrades.
We dropped every name we could think of.
I don't think I don't think I have an objection to the FBI. I have an objection to those silver spoon heroes who always got it easy.
There are silver spoon heroes?
Of course.
Yeah, apparently some heroes are very rich. And offered them my stuff for the friends.
The spirits tell me that they will get their own in the end, so there's no need to try and bring them down.
Okay. So... The other thing is, you have a mission, seeing as you're part of the All-Star Squadron.
So Ass One says to do something?
Yeah. They appreciate if you would not refer to thought yourselves as that.
Oh, we're not. We're eyes.
I thought we were gay.
And,
the Island City Club?
No, I will sit here.
Call yourself whatever
you want.
Oh,
that's Itch.
Yeah.
No, itch has a T in it.
Got an itch? Want to scratch it? I have a City Heroes. That's pretty good.
So, the president has decided to... Roosevelt has decided, you know, he's going to do a massive push against the Axis forces with our hero... resources or
going the middle rank?
I see.
So
we must be attacking Japan.
So he's sending out a lot of hero groups, secret message to support the offensive. Your mission is actually there is a Japanese experimental radar. On a remote island.
What did the sorcerer want?
He was summoning a demon for power, rule the world, things like that.
You defeated him?
Mm-hmm. Blew up the volcano on him and the demon.
How much man is that?
Well, I got the demon mad in a volcano. I also destroyed the item that the sorcerer was trying to use to find the demon so that he was no longer under his control. Very good. And saved the girl who was kidnapped, of course.
Right.
Did this by knowing, like, who fetched a matchbook in the past?
Yeah, something like that. I'll get you a copy of the press release. I think my secretary's about done with it. She's been slow.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're supposed to go to the island of Nitokawa and take out the radar spike.
Can't have normal sounding island.
Yeah, right. Since it's really far, you're gonna put you on a submarine.
stealth mission, and the submarine will let you off, so you can destroy it and go back home. Very simple.
Okay. Sounds great. Submarines are cool.
Which of us are going?
You three.
Uh-huh. How about somebody with some amount of firepower?
Eric will be there. I mean,
do you have firepower? What do you do?
Eric and Wu will be following us. Eric's robot. Because it can't fit inside the submarine.
Cool.
All right, but we might get there before him.
So, Kung Fu chopping the secret lab, or the secret base, probably is.
So, Eric, presumably the submarine will have the explosives on it that we can take with us. The professor and the radioactive guy are going to be following us in the professor's robot, which can't fit in the submarine. We might get there a little bit.
It'll be the submarine race.
Okay.
Which may or may not get delayed.
That's right.
Well, how about the Catman?
You haven't seen him for a while.
Got a bad case of fleas.
Just took up and ran?
One of those days, isn't it?
Let me call back to my office and let my secretary know that I want that press release done by the time I get back.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
She doesn't seem to be in.
Oh, it is lunchtime.
I leave a message with the operator to try and keep calling her and give her that message.
Okay. Alright, so is there anything you would like to say?
I make sure she knows to put off any of my caseload, too, because I might be out of town.
When are we leaving?
A couple days.
Okay.
I want to take plans. I think I can... Don't I have the ability to design my suit?
Yeah.
Well, then I will make sure his press release goes out. And move his caseload around and explain to him that, fuck, he's going out of town, I'm going to go on vacation.
Sure, always going on vacation. That sounds fine.
You know, I think
you need something to do.
Stay around and earn money.
You need something to do while our heroes go off and hero.
Well, I have to, okay, then I'll go in off and doing a photo shoot or something.
What should you do? Oh my god, what are we gonna do? I need.
Or am I writing a book?
You won't be on a book.
Okay.
I need equipment to break into a security place.
Okay.
I have security systems. Yeah. Presumably, we're gonna have to sneak aboard this island, or sneak onto this island with a bunch of.
Sneak into the base?
You can get locked in kit.
And stuff.
And stuff like that. Stuff that, stuff deep with that.
Okay. And I want stuff where I can work on plans during the 7 weeks I'm going to be underwater with boobs.
Sure.
I can work on plans to improve my suit.
Sure.
Drop some paper. Exactly. A T-square and some graphing. Some
graphing.
Some
graphing.
Yeah.
So, what are the accommodations going to be on the boat?
You will have your own... Well, you will take the captain's room. Well, all three of you.
Hey. Yes!
Or, actually, you are a girl. So, you'll take the... You two off the captain's room, and you'll have the first officer's room.
Okay.
Which is not much space there. Unless you require your own room.
Well, I require my own room. It's the only female on the boat, I imagine.
Yeah. I don't know. Pick my one. You want one of your room because you have it ready. But then again, it's not as if John, he's going to be able to recognize you out of your suit.
And if I wanted to know your ID, I could track it down anyway. So.
He is a private guy.
I am a psychic investigator.
Did you call yourself Private Dick by any chance?
No, Private Dick's that guy over there.
No, that's Seaman Dick.
Sorry.
Private Dick's on land.
I don't know, all this military stuff confuses me.
Don't worry your head about it.
As well as it should, little lady.
We can do it.
Exactly.
No, we can't. That's why we have separate rooms.
Okay, so the two of you don't want to pick anything special?
I want to, I'll take a Japanese language book.
Yeah, a Japanese, you know, phrase book or something.
Oh, all right.
Lucky trench coat.
Do you want, like, are we going to have to, like, live aboard one of these stupid islands for a while?
No.
Well, what if our sub gets blown up?
If the sub gets blown up, yeah.
Well, then I want, like, you know, a survival kit.
Okay.
Like, the kind that, that junk that pilots get, where they get, like, a rifle. Oh, I guess I don't need a rifle.
Flare gun,
rations,
first aid kit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money and gold, money and gold, money and... I want stocking. Good weekend in Vegas with this stuff. Dr. Strange.
Condoms.
Yeah, when they're on their plane and they're going through their emergency ration kit, they've got, you know, nylon silk stockings and lipstick and a bunch of money in different currencies, including gold and some condoms and various rations and other stuff.
Oh, yeah, I will bring condoms.
Right.
You never know. And I'm sure that babe's got the clap. Oh, yeah, you don't need the word. Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay.
Nice thing, I don't have to worry about being touched unwantedly. Hey, where'd you go?
Okay, so nobody else taking anything? So
the equivalent to doing this thing, if you're doing it. I'm just putting my dick here. So the materializes around it.
They went to Chris Van Horn's birthday party last week. Strange friends, which I agree with.
Well, I went over to Chris's last week, the week before. I played Britannia with the Peter Corliss. It was interesting.
Yeah, Peter's the character.
There's a lot of... I think Chris knows every role-playing woman who's ever lived.
Well, it's because he plays with LARPs, and LARPs are much more... Females are more willing to play LARPs than regular role-playing games, especially vampires.
Those are even dorkier.
True story.
No. I like them for me.
He's been doing LARPs for years.
Because of the whole bodice deal?
I'm sure that's part of it. He really likes to wear things to show off his body.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to be supplying us with explosives or whatever to get in there? Blow the place up?
Sure.
So
now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Great.
Oh, they... Figured you're a superhero.
Bring our own explosives.
Oh, you have powers to destroy the radar site.
I was going to shoot it with my 38.
Yeah, something like that.
So we got explosives, survival kit, security kit.
Jack Diamond's radio. So is he back there? Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
That language manual.
Don't worry, guys. It's just about it.
I'll take a couple of. Bring a couple of books to see if I can improve my gadgetry.
Ability.
Or I guess it's a scientist. Ability.
Suggest that, well, you're going to have your suit, but we might want some fatigues or something so that, you know, stick out quite so much.
Fatigues for the boat?
No, we want to get there.
Okay.
You're running around in a bright, colorful uniform is probably not the best idea.
What?
I don't wear a bright, colorful uniform.
But, okay. some sort of fatigue.
I'm going to bring vodka.
Oh, good call.
Oh, no, I should bring rum. I'm with semen. Rum. And I brought cards and chips.
Playing cards. I bring some tonic to water down his rum.
Okay.
Rum and tonic?
That's just a word.
Bring gin, I tell you.
Coke. You already brought the cards. We can play gin.
Okay. So that sounds like everything.
Yeah. Can any of us fly?
Nope. You can.
Oh, yeah. My mistake. I want to bring a life jacket.
Okay.
And Jimmy hats.
Okay.
All right.
I'll sit around and play cards and drink rum and tonic.
Yeah.
I always use Mind Flight when I'm playing cards to make sure no other superheroes are cheating.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you gaze across it. I bet that's not happening.
Okay.
What do you use to play cards? What, like, is it it?
Sure.
Yeah,
it's in mind.
It's in mind.
Mind. So you want to, are you guys going to gamble? We can see who wins.
Sure.
Sure.
So we're just adding the two, or what?
We can play.
You're
going to
roll against each other.
Roll against each other. All right. Yeah, how many weeks do we have? It's going to be like 7 weeks or something abominable.
No, it's going to be like a week there, a week back.
That's too bad.
Mike Allen is. Okay, we got that.
We're already in the Pacific. We're just going to another island. In the Pacific.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it'll still be more than a week.
Well,
really,
I think
really close to Hawaii.
It is. Okay. All right, so we have a week of gambling, then. Well, but okay. So, how do we roll this?
Tell the sea story.
All right. So you're going to.
I say the winner gets a bank points each from the two losers.
Okay.
That equates to entirely different numbers, depending on.
But it is a bank point.
A bank point, a bank point.
No bank point. So what if it changes between players?
Just think how much you will win from us, which is completely impossible. You'll get my fourth bank point going to three, and you will get $500 million. It all works out.
Yeah. Okay. Winner gets a bank point each from the losers?
Sure.
And then it can be a week's worth of gambling.
Okay. So how do we do this?
Yeah, how do we do this? It's three people, Kevin.
Okay. So it'll be your int and your mind versus the other person. Int and, int and will versus the other person. Int and mind.
Okay.
So how do we do it for three people?
Multi-attack?
No, same principle, no big fact, but no modifier. Just one roll, and then you compare it to first roll.
All right.
Okay. Well, there's two rolls. One for the attack, and then
one roll. Each person does an attack.
Okay.
All right. What kind of dice does this game use?
3d10.
Oh, yeah.
There should be d10s in there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I was looking for my dice.
Okay. All right.
If they're over there, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to switch over.
Alright.
That doubles.
I don't think he was rolling.
I wasn't rolling.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was.
15. Not bad.
10.
Doubles.
Roll again.
If you want.
You don't have to.
Right.
Doubles again?
You
yeah.
win. You win.
16, 24.
You can choose not to roll
Actually,
again.
Actually, I probably don't want to roll again on 24.
Unless you want to look really impressive.
No.
I want to be not quite so poor.
Damn, took my bank point. How much did I win from you, baby?
I don't know,
point.
A lot.
$300,000.
I don't know, a bank point is a quarter of my Earth? No,
it
bank
is
point is how much?
A 1 week to pay.
Alright.
So 152. Or 1/50th of your whatever $2 million a year salary.
How much do you earn a year?
Apparently $2 million.
I really overpay, yes. And what
yeah, my wealth is 11.
So that's like 40 grand?
Yeah.
And how much did you actually keep of that?
what?
Exactly what we're doing. I don't know. My bank.
Your wealth.
Oh.
So your wealth is for the bottom one.
Yeah, I have a wealth of 2.
Which is how much a year?
5 grand. So divided by 50.
Is
10 bucks?
10 bucks?
No, 100 bucks.
$100.
Yeah. So I won $100.
And from each of us.
Oh, yeah, from each of you. I lost 200 and Donald lost 300,000. But if you would have won, man, it would have been worth it. You would have won. Oh, yeah, I'd say.
We were playing with
oh,
the, we were playing with
Can I have brought cigarettes, too?
Sure.
Everybody's gonna be smoking in the submarine.
You're playing with the seaman too, and he won all the extra money.
Oh, that's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm gonna bring a carton of Lucky Strikes.
Alright.
The seaman goes AWOL with his $50,000.
But he drowned.
tried to fire himself out of the torpedo. Yeah.
I think in this era, you don't really stay underwater. You pet on the top, so.
You can go up the top, but then what?
Okay, so the first night, I'll roll in with.
We called Wood about 2 o'clock, and he was waiting for Fulton.
Still smell like smoke in there?
Yeah. It smells like smoke up here. Like burnt toast or something.
We decided to let the toaster run until it said it was done. It was done.
Right.
We heard.
At which point we both went, fuck.
Okay, so Dave,
yeah.
So you're going to, you know, you get some of the
You're counting
feet.
Your money.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, you are counting your money.
I'm going to get a golden t-shirt.
You know, you can't, you put it away, and then you decide you want to count it again.
Right.
So when you open the drawer again,
yeah.
There's only like the $200 dollars.
So you're saying that I actually won, like, whatever,
yeah.
$75,000?
Yeah.
And now there's $200 left.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You close the door.
Why the hell would I have brought that much money on the boat?
Hey.
It was your jewelry.
Who knows?
Because it means
Somehow.
Nothing to you.
Oh, that's true.
Well, it's only one bank point.
So you were in your cabin. It was only a few minutes, but
nobody else
came
in.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else can start coming in.
So walk over to...
You know, invisible, or I'll go through wall.
Oh. Well, I mean, was I blocking it?
Basically.
Oh, so nobody could have gotten in here.
Highly unlikely. It's a small room. When you,
unless they were invisible and could walk through walls.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no one here who can do that.
Nope.
Who just lost all that money.
Well, that complicates everything. Well, I'll go talk to the psychic detective.
quickly, to the drawer.
Okay. I point at it. It's right there. It happened in the last 4 minutes. You ought to get looking at that.
It's true. You can look at...
I do a post-cog at the drawer.
Go ahead. So the OVR is 4. Watch. How much is 4 minutes?
That would be 6.
6? Okay. So OVR is 6. So about 50-50.
Mm-hmm. 50-50?
It's
4 minutes!
My skill's not that high.
My post-cog was 9 points higher when I bought it.
I see. Well,
11.
Yeah, it's probably worth it.
Let's see. So a post-cog... So, let's see. The drawer opened up. The money levitated away.
Drawer opened up, and they levitated away.
And that's as far as you get from the drawer. From the pretty close con on it.
You've seen levitating money?
Back was turned for a second.
So, what would happen? Do we have know what Marvel Girl there that happens when she grabs stuff? Do we turn invisible?
I think I can actually use my object awareness because I bet I've touched the money within the last 24 hours when we were playing.
Oh,
some of it was mine.
True, some of it was yours. So,
I think that's how object awareness works. You might want to look it up, but I think it's because it's something that I touched within the last 24 hours.
So why don't I go? Why don't, when you're doing this, why don't I go to the captain and tell him that he should put over the little PA, like, you know, the money should reappear.
Let's not get the captain involved just yet.
Is it because it's Marvel Girl? It's Marvel Girl.
Seems likely. I mean. Who else could have invisibly wanted
okay,
to
go ahead and roll.
Out?
Yeah.
10.
10, and you have 6 on it, right?
Yeah, 6 should give me a range of 600 feet, usually.
It's like we were trapped on the submarine.
Yeah, pretty much anyone on the boat, you would expect it.
Yeah.
It is.
You got to gratefully throw the money out of the boat.
It's not on the boat.
The money is no longer on the boat.
You just, like, you, whatever.
You're pretty sure it's not.
Sometimes you're blocked by metal or something, right?
No. It is possible.
It's possible. No, it's not. It's not on the boat.
Okay, not on the boat.
The spirits have told me.
Spirits have told you.
You don't think about the power that you stole. I should be worried about him fighting the demons again, shouldn't I?
So, don't know where it is, but it's not on this boat, and it was levitated out.
This is an arrow you beat with, isn't it?
Let's go talk to her.
So...
Shall we?
Sure.
Easy to turn on each other.
Really?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Money.
Clothing.
Invisibility.
Clothing.
Who do you think it might have ended up? Because it's no longer on the boat.
The hell you're talking about.
Don't say hell.
Girly.
The lights poker winnings invisibly levitated out of his drawer.
Wait, money was invisible and levitating?
No, or? The money was visible. Someone invisible levitated it out after opening the drawer. Invisible.
Okay.
And the money is no longer on the boat. So
very strange.
Mm-hmm. Where's my money, honey?
I didn't take your money. Look, big metal boat. Can't go through metal boat.
Is that right? You can't go through metal?
No.
It is very hard for her.
Do I know this?
She just said it.
Well, I know. But do I know this before it's
hinted? She has mentioned it before, that it's very hard for her to go through metal.
Huh.
She has a hard... Anything thicker than wood, she has to actually push her powers.
Okay.
So...
Did the door to your quarters open or not?
I don't know. Did the door to my quarters open or not? Why don't you go sense the door?
It's fading into the sand very quickly. 16.
Yes, the door did open.
What?
The door did open.
The door opened and closed. With nobody associated?
Huh.
Well, quick, to the top hatch.
But the money...
to the top hatch, quickly.
The money actually floated across the
roof. No, less talking. More
I run to the top hatch.
You only saw it floating out of the...
Okay.
Out of the...
Did I see it floating by when the door opened to us?
Yes.
Quickly, to the top hatch.
Top hatch, okay.
That's the only way to get out of the damn sub.
There are...
All the torpedo tubes.
Torpedo tubes, there's... Hatch and conning tower, there's usually
a hatch forward
and a hatch back.
Okay.
So it's for like the volume.
How about I post tag where you're closest then?
Sure.
What does that mean?
If she was here at the time. Unless I went naked.
Oh, very sneaky.
Well, can't you see if my clothes were in a rumpled heap on the floor?
Yes, I can. But I also could have made the money invisible. It'd be kind of silly to let the money be floating around where people can see it. I get
13 on the postcard on her clothes.
Hasn't been too long yet, so she had them on.
And they were here?
Yeah. Over her luscious
milky thighs.
her clothes seem to have stayed here with her, so we must have had another... Invisible phantom girl.
Oh, for God's sake. Check the doors.
I'll try. It's fading away. Thanks for giving me the benefit of the doubt, though.
You have the benefit of the doubt?
You're still alive.
I are you completely over not cold cocking you?
I'm going to run around and try the hatches.
Alright, make one more roll.
Or like, you know, sucking your powers so you can't flee or anything.
I only got 9 on that. That's
probably... That's only about 2 minutes.
Yeah. So, no.
I'll talk to... I mean, is anybody guarding those 2 hatches? Or those 3 hatches? You know, or like... not necessarily guarding it, but there aren't that many rooms in the submarine. Generally, you'd notice if one of those things started spinning and then the door opens up.
Right. The hatch in the conning tower is the only one with an airlock. So the other 2 are not in. So the other 2, someone opened them, water would rush in.
Oh, okay. So we're fairly confident that...
Fairly confident.
That not happening.
Someone would have noticed that.
Yeah.
Or the torpedo tube.
I just...
watching stuff out of the torpedo tubes would have made a lot of noise.
True.
Either they used the main one or they're still in here.
So, and you couldn't tell if they used the main one. But... Does that conning tower, what's in the room next to the conning tower? Would they have noticed, you know, airlocks
so
the
main,
machines whirring and all that shit?
So the main bridge is below the conning tower.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bridge, and then there's the airlock above it, and then the conning tower above that.
So
there's people in there all the time.
Yeah. How about the torpedo tubes?
Torpedo tubes... You could go into a torpedo and open the door, let the water rush in, and then out. Or you could actually try to fire, in which case it would push all the air out.
But in general...
Is there a guy who has to stand by the torpedo tubes? Because his job's in case you get fired.
There are torpedo people. All right, whatever.
Torpedoers?
and also if the torpedo hatch were open, there's also a light in the bridge.
Alright, so I'll...
Yes, Graham?
Yeah, I guess we might as well talk to the captain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk to the captain. I assume it's well known that somebody won $54,000 in their boat last night.
Sure. I can take a look in Dave's room for a more mundane clue that he might have overlooked.
Alright. Go ahead and roll.
I used all of my detector power. You find a pubic hair indicating they were naked, whoever went in there.
Fingerprints on the door or something like that.
Why don't you just bring them? Good, you found.
Okay.
Good.
Bite his days.
So, anyways, let's see. So you tell the captain says, oh, this is a serious matter.
I agree.
He will, will personally, comb through the ship for your money.
He's not on the ship. Maybe it's hidden or something. It's not on the ship. How did they get out?
So they immediately start combing. They have
more combing
through the ship. Let's see, they find something.
Okay.
So
can I comb too?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Go ahead and make a roll.
I go back to quarters. It's not on the ship.
I'll help them.